Welcome to the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Right Way. I'm your host, Stuart Wilkinson. Today is the second of a three-part series which all tailored around hitting your goals for 2021 and 2022 financial year. Today's episode is about adapting and how you embrace fear. This conversation is with Isaac Gomez, who's one of our business partners based in Auckland, and Hayden Bryce, who's a business partner based in Christchurch. It's a really important topic, and it talks very much about the emotional side of business decision-making and really thought-provoking. If you enjoy what you hear, make sure you check out us on where you're listening to this podcast and any social media channels to keep up to date with all the content from Right Way. Isaac, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, great
again,
to be here.
Yeah. Again, good. A return visitor.
Thank you.
We've caught up with a few people, talked about 2021 and, you know, a lot of our conference, we're chatting about how we support our clients through this year. So, you know, what's your thoughts? You know, clients, you know, starting to come back from holidays, starting to put some goals in place and outcomes they want for their business. What's the sort of conversation you're having, Isaac, with your clients about goal setting and implementation?
I think the world is still a pretty uncertain place. Like, New Zealand's in a lot better position than other countries, but how we're going to look at the end of the year is still pretty unknown. So a lot of what I'm talking to customers about is uncertainty, and the impact that that's having on them and their planning and their decision making. And what I'm saying is, don't be afraid of the uncertainties necessarily. Embrace them and see if you can get something positive out of them. There's the cliche from the American president, FDR, you know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah.
And too much fear in a business can be really crippling. It can eat up almost entirely the mindset of the business owner.
Yeah.
So my conversations with clients is around business owners needing to have that mind space so they can plan and make good decisions. And around the fact that uncertainty is just part of being in business. You're never going to fully have a certain future.
So I guess in some ways, Isaac, you're saying, look, let's really ask the what if question. You know, so what if this happens, or what happened, you know, or what happens if it doesn't go quite as planned? And actually, you're right. There's so often we talk with our business owners, and there's, I wouldn't say it's head in the sand, but there is a bit of that, isn't there? Rather than actually going, well, let's delve into this situation. If it happened again, what does this mean for us?
Yeah. Especially when there's a shock.
Yeah.
I think business owners can get really shocked and then think about the negative implications of changes in the environment. But uncertainty, there's as much potential upside as there is potential downside.
Yeah, true.
And so, you know, having your emotional reaction is fine, and we're all emotional beings and we all have fear. Mm. But then having the capability to stand back and go, thinking through it calmly and fully, have I thought through all the positive potential implications of this, and can I adapt to take advantage of the uncertainity?
And I think the more discussion you have, and whether it's formal plan or mindset, whatever, it's all those things, isn't it, Isaac? But then you're not controlling it, but you're prepared, and you've got the levers you know you need to pull if something happens. But you're starting to think through that process, which then it doesn't seem as intimidating, doesn't it, once you start to have that conversation and look at what might mean to happen, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. When you think something through more fully, it's less intimidating, and you can often get to a better answer than the initial reaction.
If you don't, if you just ignore it and then it happens, you're like, oh my goodness, what's happened to the world?
Yeah, it can be very scary. But I think if you just slow it down sometimes, you can find opportunities within that scariness. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Isaac.
No worries. Cheers. Bye.
Hayden, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So Hayden, we've obviously in Wellington here with all our partners, and we've been having a bit of a chat on goal setting. You know, we've just come back from the holidays. You know, a lot of business owners, especially after last year, reflecting on what they want themselves and out what that means potentially for their business. So with the conversations you've had with your clients, Isaac, Hayden, about their goals, what's the sort of, where's the conversation gone? What's the sort of advice you've been giving, or what sort of questions you've been asking them about their goals?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point that everyone's trying to, sitting down and taking stock of the previous year, and they're thinking, okay, we've had our bad year.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be a little bit positive, I guess, and go, right, how can we plan for the future? Mm. We've seen how this pandemic can impact our business, what can we learn from it, and how do we drive our business forward?
So on that, Hayden, you talked about, do you think all clients have learned something from the pandemic, or is there some clients who've gone, oh, well, that's, we've done and moved on and they've carried on as business as usual? Is some people, do you think, lost an opportunity out of that pandemic?
If they haven't been looking at their how their business is going through this pandemic, I think they have lost an opportunity, because from this pandemic there has been opportunities.
Yeah.
For an example, supply chain, a small a company that has got some product can actually supply now to a big company that didn't have or their stock or their value chain has changed.
Yeah.
So they haven't got their stock right now, so they can actually service those clients.
Yes.
Where before they couldn't. So there is definitely opportunities that pop up.
Yeah.
Through this pandemic.
And I think, you know, you've got that now with not just supply chain, but, you know, I guess people embracing New Zealand made a little bit more and supporting local suppliers and stuff.
Correct.
So so with some of your clients, has there been I guess some of the conversation you had, Hayden, about sort of checking in on, they've got some goals, but also looking at the what-if situations on, you know, yeah, you've got your goals, but what does that really mean in sense of what you've got to change this year?
Yeah, and I think the focus through this is more on being adaptable.
Yes.
So, and adaptable, it's not as easy as it sounds. We'll just move with the market and yeah, we'll be all right. But there's actually a few key components of being adaptable.
Mm.
First being, you've actually got to know your business. You got to know the ins and outs and where you can actually adapt and where you have to actually make strong changes to stay in the market. And you've also got to know your industry.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned the opportunity of maybe some supply chains not having supply, and you can actually go in there and supply that whereas before you couldn't. So there's opportunities that arise, but you have to, I guess, know your industry to work with those changes. And finally, and it's probably the hardest one, is you've got to have the courage to change. And sometimes we
she'll
change.
Be right, mate.
Yeah,
she'll
yeah, right. Exactly right. And just, well, we'll just hope for the best, and yeah, it'll turn around. And yeah, through this pandemic, I think a lot of people have learned that actually we can't rely on our previous business model. We've got to adapt, we've got to change, and we've got to make the courage to change. Otherwise, yeah, it could be too late. So yeah, there's a few aspects of adapting, but I think that's the key that I've learned from business discussions is people being able to adapt to the changes, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Yep.
We might be clear of COVID for years to come, but another case might come in. So we just got to be adaptable.
Just picking up that word courage, I think that's a really, really good way of describing it, is the courage to make change, because, you know, and often that's intimidating. The word change can often be seen as intimidating. Is there conversations you have with clients, Hayden, around what is intimidating for clients around change, because it is courage? Like what stops people changing, do you think?
I think it's a lot to do with emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing, but if you can take out the emotion out of a client's decision, then they're more often to make that decision. So, I mean, I'm talking about if we don't make these amount of sales, we might have to look at making someone redundant.
Yeah.
That's an emotional decision.
It's very emotional.
And people will hold on to staff because of that emotional connection.
Yeah.
And if they don't have someone to say, hey, look, well, let's take the emotion out of it. You've got to make these sales to keep this person on. So the emotion's out, look, we can't actually do it. Then it might be easier to make that decision. And as you're aware, staff is one of a business's biggest costs. So to keep that expense going, because you're emotionally attached to that person, can be detrimental.
Yeah, and it could be anything. It's also changing, you know, the type of clients you do. It's emotional, me saying goodbye to a certain client base.
Yeah, 100%.
But with, you know, you talked about that, your role there, Hayden, is someone coming in and let's actually put this down on paper and actually see what this means. Is part of that fear, do you think, from a client point of view or a business owner point of view, that it's a very, as you said, a motive, but it's also a gut call they feel they're making, and they're not actually looking at it from a, okay, let's actually look at what the data might say and actually go, if we did this, what would happen? Do you think that is part of why it gets so intimidating for clients?
Yeah, well, and if we don't have a plan and we don't have a measuring tool on their financial progress, it is a bit of a gut feel.
Yeah.
It is, oh, we're kind of struggling. I think it is the wages that needs to decrease, and yeah, you add that with an emotion, you're not going to do that. But yeah, if we've got the right data, the right forecasting, the right planning, then yeah, we try and make it not a gut feeling rather than a necessity to keep the business going and to support the people that are going to stay within the business. And I guess sometimes businesses forget that a wee bit. They think, oh, I'm disappointed at letting Jim go. He's been a real good employee, and feel bad about that. But in doing that they're actually keeping John, Craig and Philippa in a job. So they're actually... Yeah, they've got to weigh it up as a whole rather than individual cases. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
That is some very sound advice, Hayden. So, and thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Business Agent User Podcast by Right Way. Make sure you subscribe to the platform where you're listening to this podcast to get the notification of our last episode of this three-part series, which will be coming out next week. Make sure you also check us out on all social media channels where you can keep up to date with other content from Right Way. And if you want to have a conversation about the ideas discussed in this podcast, go to www.rightway.co.nz where we can connect you with one of our business partners.